You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. NFL free agency just keeps on chugging along, and I think we jinx ourselves on the show as we do a series, and we were on the depth charts there looking at positions. We'd gone through the running backs in the AFC and NFC, but we said if there was another big trade, we were going to pop in with a special show. Well, that happened here as Matt Ryan is still moving on. Deshaun Watson's not coming to Atlanta, but Matt Ryan is leaving. He's going to Indianapolis. Marcus Mariota is leaving the Raiders as a backup and going to the Falcons, where he'll reunite with Arthur Smith. There he worked on the Titans staff. A little bit of crossover there. So very interesting moves there. It seemed like the Deshaun Watson, just the interest alone, put a lot of things in motion here. The Browns, of course, moved on Watson. The Saints had to go settle for Jameis Winston. The Panthers sitting on Sam Darnold. Falcons did not stick with their quarterback. They moved to the future here and are going to take a look at Marcus Mariota as a reclamation product on his third team here in 2022. So we will break things down for you. First, we'll look at Matt Ryan and what his value could be going to Indianapolis. Then we'll look at Marcus Mariota and see what he can do as a starting quarterback in this league again, moving from Derek Carr's backup to being Matt Ryan's successor. And then we'll look at the Colts and Falcons and what this does for their offensive skill players. We'll save that for our final segment. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. We are free and available to you on all platforms. Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, let's look at it. So Matt Ryan is going to the Colts. Pretty massive news here. The Colts' revolving door quarterback since the Andrew Luck retirement continues. And they went through Phillip Rivers 1 year before he retired. Carson Wentz traded him to the Commanders right as Russell Wilson was being traded from the Seahawks to the Broncos. So another void there. Everyone thought they were going to have to Jimmy Garoppolo. Then, okay, if Garoppolo wasn't there, and then Watson came into play for the Browns, so would Mayfield be headed to the Colts, Baker Mayfield? But no Jimmy Garoppolo, no Baker Mayfield. They decide on Matt Ryan for the price of a third-round pick. Pretty reasonable exchange rate there for Chris Ballard. So it was very slow here for the Colts GM. Everyone's saying, when are they going to sign Garoppolo? Are they just waiting here to see if Garoppolo's shoulder's okay? Well, really what they're waiting for to see this quarterback carousel would spit out someone that they were feel a little bit more comfortable about here in 2022 going forward. Still an older player here. Keep in mind, he's a 37-year-old going at 38, so Phillip Rivers territory there, trying to recreate some of that. I think when you look at the copycat league, a Colts team will also copycat itself, right? Phillip Rivers, they were fine, made the playoffs. It wasn't big numbers here for Rivers. Carson Wentz had slightly bigger numbers. He didn't turn over the ball as much as everyone thought. He was terrible. He was pretty efficient here playing off the running game. So I think the Colts were looking for a happy medium at quarterback, someone established, someone he knows there, Ballard, and the coach, Frank Reich, a quarterback, offensive-minded type guy, knew that could have a big rebound with things around him. And you look at Matt Ryan, this is a great spot, but keep in mind, Phillip Rivers was not a QB1. Carson Wentz actually had more QB1 finishes than you expected in fantasy football. So Matt Ryan is somewhere in between. He's a back-end QB1 at very best. I think he's a pretty solid QB2 backup. Now, he's a guy that you could also stream a little bit as well in the matchups. But keep in mind, the Colts are still going to remain a rather run-heavy team here. Their weapons are limited. If you look at really the Falcons and Colts' weapons are pretty limited here for the quarterback. So keep that in mind. Jonathan Taylor is going to be the centerpiece of what they do. They also need to find a left tackle here with the concerns over Eric Fisher. He's a free agent here, so the Colts have to replace him, a key part of the offensive line. Of course, in front of a quarterback such as Matt Ryan, who's not mobile and is not going to buy time that way. He really needs some cohesive protection up front to maximize value. But automatically, you know, Matt Ryan is hurt by being an older quarterback, A, and B, an older quarterback who doesn't get you any fantasy value by running. So I don't think that's going to change here. So look at what Philip Rivers did. I think that's what you could definitely see from Matt Ryan here. We do have a parallel. So still not numbers. I'm going to trust in week and week out here. Really, we were at that stage with Matt Ryan with the Falcons. I think it's an upgrade based on what happened with Carson Wentz and the fact that you still had a lot of touchdown passes. The volume was low, but the efficiency was there where you could put up some big touchdown games. So I could see a scenario where Matt Ryan has like 30 TDs or 10 interceptions that comes. But again, with no running, and this also the running of Jonathan Taylor cutting in where you won't see that volume. The defense of the Colts is pretty good as well. So I think this is actually a bit of a downgrade here, especially when you consider the weapons the Colts have right now. We're not sure about T.Y. Hilton, if they're going to bring him back on regular day. We know Jack Doyle retired at tight end to Matt Ryan. Trust a lot in tight end. I think underrated hit there for the Falcons was losing Austin Hooper. He wasn't the same. Keep in mind, Matt Ryan started his career with Tony Gonzalez. So we'll see. Melo Cox is what the Colts have there. So we'll break it down for you, their offensive skill players and how they help Matt Ryan. But from the big picture right now, if he wasn't a QB1 there in Atlanta in an afterthought, he now gets into the conversation, has a little bit more streaming appeal. But again, this is a pretty lateral move with a little bit of a bump at best here for Ryan, crossing over from Atlanta to Indianapolis late in his career, by the way. So could also be diminishing returns, dwindling with the arm strength and all that. And then those plays that could be there with the yardage and touchdowns are a little bit curbed. So something to watch with Matt Ryan. But again, I don't think his status changed too much. I think reality-wise, it's a much bigger move than fantasy for the Colts. They now have a stable starting option here replacing Wentz. And we know when Ryan gets a lot of help, he is very productive. The one question about him is usually he's a two-year guy in a system. He's been through a lot of systems early in his career. Mike Mularkey and Dirk Cutter actually returned to Atlanta. But we saw Kyle Shanahan year one. There's a lot of question marks. Has Matt Ryan lost it? Are they going to replace him with the Shanahan type quarterback? Then year two, he goes off. He wins the MVP in 2016. Leads the Falcons in the Super Bowl, nearly a win over the Patriots. We won't bring up 28-3. Oh, we just did here. But Matt Ryan's best season there was with Kyle Shanahan, Steve Sarkisian. There was a bit of a transition as well when the Falcons had to go that direction when Shanahan was hired by the 49ers. So another new system. Ryan doesn't have too much here connection with what Frank Reich and the Colts are trying to do. But again, it's going to be run-oriented, protect this quarterback, take calculated shots downfield, use play action. So in a way, throw it back to Matt Ryan's early days here, where you had Michael Turner and the Falcons in that running game and set things up for him to take pressure off and throw downfield. So again, lateral move, that'd be about the worst case scenario because he wasn't close to being QB1. I think a little bit of a bump there into hiring QB2. Solid backup and a guy that I'm going to put in my roster because of the touchdown potential and good matchups all throughout here their season, just because the line is going to be good enough and the weapons are decent enough playing off Taylor's high floor from week to week. All right, we will break down here the Marcus Mariota side of things. So he gets to go to Atlanta here. So very interesting with the kind of the QB swap unofficially here for the Falcons. Before we get into it here, I have to tell you that this episode of Locked On Fantasy Football is also brought to you by Rock Auto here. So check it out for the best prices on auto parts. Go to Rock Auto. It is that time of year again, and college basketball's tournament is finally here, and it's into the second weekend coming up. From all the latest odds, contests, and player props, BetOnline.net is the number one source for all your sports betting needs and info here in 2022. NFL season, as we wait for it, plenty of action there on the hardwood that we can take advantage of there. And BetOnline remains the best spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. Not just basketball, it goes well beyond that, but right now NBA and college are hot at BetOnline. It's your continued source for all your sporting wagering information needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Got to check it out. Good action there. I trust them. It's a lot of fun, and you got to get in now. Well, the hoops are hot here in 2022. BetOnline.net. All right, let's continue the show, breaking down what the Falcons inherit here after they gave up Matt Ryan to the Colts. Here, before we do that, thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. Make sure you're following Locked On NFL. Locked On Experts covering the biggest stories around the NFL, such as Matt Ryan being traded from the Falcons to the Colts, every Monday through Friday in less than 30 minutes. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts. All right, Marcus Mariota has a starting job again. Will this be a deja vu of how things happened with Ryan Tannehill taking over for Mariota? He was a high first-round pick, didn't quite work out with the Dolphins, but there was no middleman, and now the middleman here is the Raiders for Marcus Mariota, going through Titans, Raiders, and now the Falcons. I told you the history between him and offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, who was there with Matt LaFleur and that staff, and looking at Mike Mularkey and the Mike Vrabel, that transition there in Tennessee. So there's a lot of things that Mariota can look forward to being factored in well in this offense, using his athleticism well. His strengths are short to intermediate passing. He does have a pretty good deep ball, but they got to make sure that is kind of refined here. But Mariota, again, I think his running was not used as much, and I think Atlanta is going to change that here. They're kind of a diverse, creative offense here. Whit Smith, the former Titans OC, they have to be with Cordarrelle Patterson. He's bringing back him in the mix here to be that hybrid player. But the biggest question for Mariota is how are things going to go with this wide receiver core? You have no Calvin Ridley. You have no Russell Gage. 2 years removed from Julio Jones there. So where's pointing to Mariota's best source of value is going to be with the tight end Kyle Pitts. They also moved tight end Hayden Hurst. He's not returning for this season. He moves on there. So they used to have a lot of 12 personnel potential here for Arthur Smith, who in his final season at Tennessee used more 12 personnel, two tight end sets than anybody else in the league. So this is good news for Pitts overall. They're going to try to align him to get open. We know a big problem for Pitts last year was just fighting through with the attention on him there, and it was easier to do that when Calvin Ridley didn't play and Jones was out of the mix. Pitts immediately as a rookie got attention there in coverage. So Mariota does have a good history with tight ends. We know going back to Delanie Walker in Tennessee. So that's going to help Kyle Pitts' value to think here. But Mariota, we're going to wait and see here. Again, Matt Ryan didn't finish nearly as a QB1 last year. He was pretty buried in the QB2s here. Mariota, we know, other than coming in a few sub-packages to relieve Derek Carr and score touchdowns or run for a first down, these random plays that they would give him with the Raiders. And we also saw that little flash there. Remember when Carr was hurt against the Chiefs, they had to put in Mariota, and he did really well. So he's learned a little bit better. He's a versatile quarterback. I think he needs to be with a coach who understands that and really plays to his strengths. And Smith is going to be one of those guys. So I'm excited to see what he can do. Again, if they can let him run and run effectively and encourage that, he's still pretty young. He's still very big and athletic. If you can get that part of his game, it's going to increase the floor of his production here and therefore his value in fantasy football. And if you start to get some touchdowns there on top of that to get those rushing attempts up per game, maybe 6 to 7, and get some good chunk yards there and throw for 250 again and don't make those mistakes in the red zone, which he was known for early in his career with the Titans, then you're looking at something here. But at least, look, he's not a backup. He's going to start. He's going to give us an option and something intriguing to watch out for, because I think Mariota didn't maybe get that second chance he probably should have got to straight up start here after Tennessee. I think the Raiders gave it a few minutes there with John Gruden to think about if Mariota should have been playing over Carr, but they went in a different direction. So this is the best chance for Mariota. It is a bit surprising here that it's not a Baker Mayfield or Jimmy Garoppolo ending up with the Falcons, but they acted pretty fast on Mariota. I think big obvious reason for that is Smith, and that also means they're excited about the prospect of him running the offense here directly. And we'll see if it's a Mitchell Trubisky situation where it's just a veteran bridge contingency like the Steelers have ahead of drafting rookie. The Falcons right there in play for that. So in the first round, if they want to go that way, I think you probably see the Falcons try to trade down out of their top 10 pick to really stockpile there. But we'll see what happens. Mariota, if he's the guy low, then there's going to be some intrigue here with the way he gets used in Smith's offense and what production come for that. The supplemental rushing as well as the passing in the red zone to get the touchdowns, because I think the yardage is always going to be limited with Mariota. I don't just see him as a high-volume chucker there. So that's where his value is going to be, in the scoring and the running here in fantasy football from the current perspective of the Atlanta Falcons. Now, we will break down here for you what these receiving corps and things look like here for these two quarterbacks on their new teams, Matt Ryan on the Colts, Marcus Mariota on the Falcons. Here, before we do that, with the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now possible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need, while you're often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning, and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home in your pocket, and they have these really hard-to-find parts. You can look for them at other places, but why choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Just take a Honda Odyssey fuel pump, $353 from a chain store, only $216 from Rock Auto. That's what I love about Rock Auto. Their prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you need. I need a side mirror cover for a Ford C-Max. I was able to get that. Interior console replacement there for another car, Honda Accord. They had it there at Rock Auto. So they're going to take care of you there, sure, with whatever parts you're looking for whatever vehicle you have. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution for your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Find them at rockauto.com. All right, it is time to close the show. We're going to set the table here to see what the Colts and Falcons are left with. So we're jumping the gun a little bit, doing our kind of overview of where the Colts and Falcons stand with the offensive skill depth chart. Let's start with Matt Ryan's new team in Indianapolis. So we know this is good for Michael Pittman Jr. This is a good combination. He has a little bit of Calvin Ridley style of play in him, but Pittman is clearly the Colts' best receiver. He's a red zone threat. Can line up as a big slot when needed. Can stretch the field a few times, but Matt Ryan and Michael Pittman figure to be a really great connection here going forward. And it's really by choice, but by necessity here as well, because there's not much else. When you look at the rest of this depth chart right now, T.Y. Hilton not brought back yet. They could wait it out a little bit and see if he'll take a lesser deal as an older wide receiver. We know Zach Pascal is not returning. He's moving on to the Eagles, so once a valuable receiver here in Indianapolis, Pascal is not around. So you're looking right now as your number one, Michael Pittman Jr. Then you got Paris Campbell as your number two. He's got to stay healthy. He's got a lot of speed and quickness to make some plays. Ashton Doolin, he's a nice little playmaker, can stretch the field, maybe a replacement for Hilton here in this offense. So right now, if you're going 11 personnel with the Colts, it would be Pittman, Campbell, and Doolin. Then you have Desmond Patman. Then you have Michael Strahan. And Kiki Kuti, he's around, so he's bouncing around in the AFC South, the former Texans. So some options for sure, but right now I would say Campbell is the best candidate for slot. Doolin maybe is a big stretcher there that can make some plays, big play downfield, good type of guy to replace Hilton, and Pittman being that classic number one with his size, strength, hands, route running, and ability to finish in the red zone. So Mike Pittman Jr., this is a nice little bump up because it was looking pretty bad here. Let's hope for it, Ryan Pittman. We see them getting to work right away and officially throwing as much as possible to get on the same page. But that's what Ryan tends to do. So the bump up, sure, for Pittman. So also helps Campbell if he can stay on the field here. He's a special player. He's got a lot of speed and quickness, a little bit of a Tyreek Hill in his type of game. Not saying it's there yet, but if he has that opportunity here in Indianapolis and can stay on the field, watch out for Paris Campbell. Just an extremely fast player that can help out a quarterback with some big plays, either stretching the field or going after the catch. Mo Alie-Cox is kind of alone at tight end with Jack Doyle retiring, but that's good. He's got some upside there as an athlete. They brought him back, re-signed him to a contract here. So better tight end situation than you think. And then we know Jonathan Taylor is a great receiver out of the backfield if he wants to do that. You have Nyheim Hines also dedicated to that. But really what we're going to see, can they add a little bit more punch in the receiving core beyond Pittman and Campbell? What do they do at left tackle to replace Eric Fisher? But again, I wouldn't dig too deep. This also says that the weapons, they really are drop-off when you really look at Pittman being the most reliable. Campbell, you're hopeful for the big plays. Doolin, a little bit of a sleeper there. Mo Alie-Cox. So the weapons here, you have to just keep that in mind, and that's why you keep Matt Ryan away from being a QB1 right now in this situation. All right, let's look at the Falcons and what they have now for Marcus Mariota. Let's set the table for them. Again, we talked about no more Russell Gage. He was their contingency there last year. Played essentially as a starter for them opposite Calvin Ridley, replacing Julio Jones as a regular in the lineup. And then Ridley didn't play, so Gage had to see a lot of targets. So Gage is gone. He was a good player to look at. Julio Jones has not returned to the Falcons. Now maybe we'll see that potentially here, but with that. But I would just not go in that direction with Julio Jones if I'm the Falcons. Moving on, trying to get a little bit younger receiver. You have Olamide Zaccheaus. They've been kind of lukewarm on bringing him back, but he's their best slot option for now. And you look at Darby as well. He's a receiver that they like there. He's their number three. You also have Austin Trammell and Chad Hansen. So clearly the Falcons are going to make a move here for a wide receiver out of necessity. So if you're looking at the potential there, we talked about maybe drafting a quarterback and having Mariota being the bridge there in the first round. Well, I think it's more likely the Falcons target a player such as Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, or Jameson Williams to kind of take over as the new number one there. Playoff pits to reduce the heat on him and then be ready for next season should Calvin Ridley be available and fine with his suspension. And then he's really sitting pretty with a good trio here for your new quarterback, Mariota, with Pitts, a first-round rookie wide receiver, and Ridley returning as well. He's a first-round pick there from Alabama. So could be a really special receiving core. Three first-round picks help Mariota as early as 2023, assuming he keeps the job here this season. And then the backfield, they did sign Cordell Patterson. That's good. It's a key cog that can help Mariota with the short passing game as well if they need him. Mike Davis, still a pretty good all-around back. He's still in the mix, and so is Damon Williams. So you definitely have three backs who can catch the ball and be versatile and help Mariota quite a bit here. So, again, Mariota's only value can go up here because he wasn't starting last year. So by default, I think it'll be interesting when you look at these two guys in the RB2 realm, who has a little bit more pop. Well, I think right now it's Mariota based on the running, and I think the Falcons are going to upgrade some of those weapons a little bit more maybe than the Colts. I think the Colts are pretty close on what they set up with, and we know what their MO is. They're going to run and play defense. The Falcons are improving on defense. They've got Casey Hayward now in the back end with A.J. Terrell, but still a long way to go there, so you figure there's going to be some volume, especially with Tom Brady, the Bucs in the division, those two games, the Saints and the Panthers as well. So very interesting to see, but right now I would say Mariota has a little bit better QB2 value and potential standalone borderline QB1 and streaming here than Matt Ryan. Again, for the running ability and the touchdown potential there, that could be pretty up here. Well, Ryan, again, is going to be limited by the yardage and just attempts there in a run-heavy offense in Indianapolis, and that kind of confirms where we're going. But we'll watch them. We'll see how things play out this offseason, but there could be two more guys with value here at the back end that you can get platoon, stream, have as a backup if your guy goes down, play the right matchups when your guy has a bye or really bad matchup. So all kinds of things you could look at as well here. So Mariota over Ryan, the situation for the individual talent and the volume here that we're looking at specifically with the running and throwing a little bit more often than Ryan. All right, there you have it. There's a breakdown of the Matt Ryan trade in detail, plus the acquisition of Marcus Mariota to replace Matt Ryan in Atlanta. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. Don't worry, in our next episode, we'll get back on track looking at the tight end depth charts. I know we're excited about that. We just talked a little bit about Kyle Pitts and his role here, but we're going to actually talk about the AFC depth charts there, tight end, where they stand in free agency. So we'll look at that, and we'll take a break. We said we're going to take 2 days off the end of this week, so got to get a show in about Matt Ryan and this trade here for sure and step in, and we'll be back to a regular scheduled series there looking at the depth charts across position. Now make your second Locked On listen. Locked On NFL Draft. Ryan Tracy and former NFL quarterback Eric Crocker bring the NFL Draft to life every day with inside analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices. It's free and available, just like this show, Locked On Fantasy Football, wherever you get your podcasts. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been Vinny Iyer. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow, unless there's more breaking news, with a look at our AFC tight end depth charts and what they mean for 2022 fantasy football.